We've got Ozzy Osbourne in concert with Winger, and right now, it's the man.
Don't blame me.
I'm keeping fit. I don't drink booze anymore. I've lost about 20 pounds. I'm running around like a lunatic. I'm getting so fit. I've never been this fit and this skinny in my life.
You look great.
I'm looking forward to doing the show tonight. Some kids just come up to me in the hotel and says, "Hey, man, you're here. We thought you'd cancel."
He's here, ladies and gentlemen. He's here. In the past, you Uriah Heep guys have done a lot of things. Bob Daisley.
Bob Daisley has been like the invisible member for many years. He's a great lyricist. He helps me out with the lyrics a lot. And I mean, when we had the other bass player, he wasn't very good, Phil.
But you got Geezer back in.
I got Geezer back in. I got Randy Casillo on drums. And Zach Wilde, who's just wonderful on guitar. He's a 21-year-old kid from New Jersey who's just turned out to be one of the best guitar players I've ever had the pleasure of working with. His invention's a compact disc. You can hear every mistake now.
Well, I saw you sitting there listening, and I saw you chuckle a couple times.
I'll tell you what it is. Whenever I listen to an old Sabbath thing, I don't remember the much of the making of the album, but it's just a certain parts. And I remember when we were making it, we were well out of it. We were well stoned, man. It's kind of like some kind of effects right at the end, and we're all goofing around in the studio, just having a ball, man. I mean, as much as Sabbath ended up in a terrible calamity at the end of the day between the four of us, we had our real good moments, man, when we were four boys having good fun.
Yeah, boy.
We had a blast, man, because, you know, in those days, we never had any of this technology that's about now. We just went in like four greenhorns, and we just made it, man. We just did what, naturally. We didn't...
Well, you guys depended on Sonics and talent rather than the studio.
I mean, you know, it's only now. I mean, for instance, when I was touring with Metallica on the last tour, I used to think they were taking the mickey out of me. They were always playing Sabbath, and they would never come near me. And I thought, what's the matter with these guys? And the tour manager says, "No, man, it's not that they don't like you. They're just dead the opposite, man. You're like a legend to them, you know."
You are to me.
It's like when you're in something and you're doing something, you never realize how much of an effect you have. And I never really went around.
Yeah, you have to step out of the circle to look back in because you can't understand.
I don't never think of myself as being Ozzy Osbourne.
That's why you've made it as far as you can. Because
I mean, if I was to do that, I'd end up going insane, I think. I keep as regular as I can. I mean, I go to the bathroom every morning.
Yeah, just like everybody else does. Yeah. I think that the minute the stars start to think that they got it made, that there's something special, that it's pretty much the downhill from there. And that's,
I'm very fortunate at the age of 40 to be still doing what I'm doing, and it's a God-given gift to live a clean life now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had all my fun. I think God gives us a certain amount of vices to do in their life, and I've done mine when I was 21, you know, and after that it was downhill, so I'm fortunate enough to be alive to talk about it. And there's a lot of friends of mine who are dead now because of alcohol and drugs.
Like, yeah.
In actual fact, a guy that works for me now, we used to work for Zeppelin, and a dear old friend of mine died. John Bonham, he was a real good guy. You know.
Boy, there we're talking about, there'll never be another John Bonham.
Thunder.
But
in them days, we never had these emulators that can steal off other people. You know, and I've heard that John Bonham's drum patterns are the most stolen things on emulators, you know, and these new machines that you can steal things off of the records. But I suppose there's something to be said about that on its own, you know.
Yeah,
we had fun. We didn't sit there scientifically and work out songs. We just played them, and we used to get loaded and play, you know.
Now the Geezer's in the band. Do you guys talk about some of the old stories?
Oh, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, Zach's so enthusiastic. He wants to say, "What was it like when you recorded?" I just don't remember a lot of it because I was so out of my mind.
I saw you smiling at the end of Megalomania. There was something that you remembered from there.
Yeah, because at the end of that thing, we were meddling with some substances in the studio, and they can still hear it going down, you know.
And it's there on compact disc, folks.
Compact is price
sabotage.
The real sniff.
Ozzy, I know that you've got a lot of things to do, but
it's always a pleasure, man. Anything I can ever do for you guys, it's a pleasure.